Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
As South Africa prepares for a pivotal meeting between President Ramaphosa and President Trump, I want to reflect on the strategic importance now of this event and diplomacy and what South Africa can hope to achieve from this dialogue. And I'm in conversation now with Martin Kingston, who is Chair of Business for South Africa. Martin, first of all then, given the complex dynamics that exist at the moment between Pretoria and Washington, how realistic, in your opinion, is it to expect a meaningful breakthrough later today?
I think that it's very important, Jeremy, and I think that it's quite possible, particularly given the fact that we've seen this on the horizon for some time. The relationship with the United States has been deteriorating, you know, over many years, and it needs a fundamental reset, and President Ramaphosa is fully aware not only of that, but the critical importance of an appropriate bilateral relationship between America and South Africa, and the key levers that need to be thought through in that process. Of course, in the final analysis, it'll depend upon the dynamics as they play out in the course of today in the actual meeting itself.
Let's talk about those key levers in just a moment, but you've also suggested that he's got to focus on breaking the ice rather than securing any kind of grand deal in meeting one.
Yeah, I think that's correct. It's very unlikely that there's going to be a deal that's constructed in such a short period of time. We've seen that with other countries. Much more importantly, that he establishes and builds on a rapport with President Trump. It's got to be an interpersonal foundation to that deal, or I would rather say a set of arrangements that can be implemented over time across both environmental considerations in South Africa, trade and investment considerations, and of course the geopolitical sort of currents that are impacting upon not just us but many other parts of the world. And if they can agree a way forward, if he can take the opportunity to introduce and prioritize the importance of not only the issues, but his envoy, Tabiti Jonas, which I'm sure he will do in the course of the engagement, then we've got our work set out for us in the coming months. But as you say, the ice will have been broken.
I understand the importance of a cautious and even a judicious approach as far as this is concerned, but you've also got to ensure, Martin, surely, that it doesn't lead to any early missed opportunities for tangible progress. He's got to walk away, surely, with something.
I have no doubt that that's the case. When you say he, I think it applies to both President Ramaphosa, but also President Trump. The Americans have been very strident in their criticism. We know what it is, some of it completely unjustified, by the way, but we don't want to waste too much time trying to correct those misapprehensions or misunderstandings in the meeting, rather than to focus on, for example, in the case of trade, what we can do for America, as well as indeed what they can do for us, focusing inter alia on critical minerals, but also issues that have already surfaced in terms of what the Americans see to be discrimination against them relative to other trading partners. The investment environment, I think we all understand the criticality of an enabling investment environment. It doesn't just apply to the American multinationals, some 600 plus that are already invested in South Africa, employing over 200,000 people. It applies to both domestic and international companies from other countries. And I think that, you know, those issues around the availability and the competitiveness of our infrastructure is just one such. The appropriateness and adaptability of our regulatory environment is another. All of those, I think, we can demonstrate a quick and easy movement on, although it'll take time, as I indicated, to implement change in a more fundamental way.
Are there specific assurances that South Africa can provide to existing and potential American investors to maintain and boost their confidence, given the concern regarding land reform in the country and the allegations of expropriation?
Yeah, so I think that that is a very easy thing to clarify. The president, I don't know whether he will be able to do it or want to do it in the meeting itself, but we're all confident, and indeed in the engagements we've had with the Americans, that the bill for expropriation without compensation doesn't actually challenge any American companies in terms of their assets in South Africa. It doesn't apply to them any more than it applies to South African companies. Indeed, the same, I would say, Jeremy, is the case with respect to this idea that there is targeted killings of a particular racial group, in this case Afrikaners. I'm not sure that that will necessarily be the subject matter of significant discussion, but we can easily provide the requisite assurances, particularly with regard to rural safety. We all know that crime and corruption is a fundamental challenge to the country at large, and business is working closely with government to try and address that as quickly as possible. And of course, the third area is that of black economic empowerment. It's a mainstay of our journey towards transformation. And there again, I think that we're all aware of the fact that there is scope for flexibility, and I have no doubt that will also be explored.
Martin, in the absence of business people accompanying the presidential team, the interests of South Africa's business community being represented in these discussions seems to be lacking. Is there concern there?
No, not at all. First of all, I don't think that he's without business people by his side. I know that it's in the public domain that Johan Rupert is there, but I have no doubt that there will be other leading business people who are with him as well. But much more importantly, Ntobisi Jonas, as the presidential envoy, has been engaging significantly and substantively with the business community. And we've agreed with him that our issues need to be at the forefront of his areas for consideration, both trade and investment. And we are, as you say, the most directly impacted in many ways, not only in the context of current potential sanctions. So, for example, being released from the benefits of AGOA, not having an appropriate tariff regime between South Africa and the US, but other sanctions that might emerge over time. I think that we are absolutely clear, both large and small, formal and informal business, as to the criticality of an appropriate relationship with the United States, and that that is being taken into consideration by President Ramaphosa and the rest of his delegation.
And Martin, finally then, looking ahead at the conclusion of the discussions, are there key indicators, in your opinion, that would signify a successful outcome?
Yeah, I think that we'll see very quickly, maybe even in the aftermath of today's meeting, whether the ice has been broken. I think that sentiment is actually absolutely fundamental. It buoys confidence levels. Confidence is a prerequisite for ongoing investment domestically and from international companies. And I think that we will see a couple of indications of breakthroughs that have taken place, if not today, in the coming days and weeks.
Martin Kingston, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.